Back here in downtown St. Louis, 7 minutes and 54 seconds remain in this second half of the opening round of the Valley Tournament. And the eighth-seeded UNI Panthers with a 59-53 lead on ninth-seeded Illinois State. Birds trailed this by 21, just 50 seconds into the second half. They have gone on an 8-0 run. As a matter of fact, they've outscored Northern Iowa 16-2 over the last 5 minutes and 46 seconds. The Panthers have gone ice cold, and the Birds have somehow, when left for dead, have made this a ball game.
Yeah, they really have. They've done it at the defensive end, taking Northern Iowa out of everything they've tried to do, and they're really doing a nice job. I mentioned it earlier, fighting over the screens and taking away the shooting space that Northern Iowa enjoyed in the first half.
Birds with three in double figures, 14 points apiece for Kendall Lewis, Seneca Knights, and Darius Burford for Knight. 11 of those 14 have come in the first 12 minutes of this second half. Time to reset our lineups, brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration. Birds break out with Poindexter, Knight, Lewis, McChesney, and Kazupki. Northern Iowa to counter with Wolf, Bourne, Campbell, Henry, and Titan Anderson. As Campbell goes to the line, foul line right. That lineup reset brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration. Full service, commercial and residential disaster cleanup and restoration. Visit pauldavis.com. Campbell knocks down the first free throw. He has 6. Eyes the hoop. Second one, nothing, but net again. Campbell has 7. UNI leads it by 8. 61-53. Plenty of time left. 7:49 to play second half. Poindexter, entry feed down low right. Seneca Knight goes to the glass and lays it in with the right hand. Great entry feed. Seneca Knight's got 16. Birds are back within 6. 61-55, 7:30 to play. Bowen Bourne dumps down low, blocked away from behind by McChesney. Henry was wide open down low, and McChesney swatted away. Birds come the other way. Knight on a power dribble left it for Lewis, who dribbled it off his foot out of bounds, baseline left.
Yeah, that's pretty rudimentary. You can't put the ball on the floor when you get the ball down low.
He was awfully far in deep as well.
Yeah, just go up strong.
7:18 to go. Birds trail it by 6. That's an empty possession. Hopefully the Birds have an opportunity to get back. Trey Campbell now jogs to the offensive end, guarded by Poindexter. A bounce mid-post right for Anderson. Titan Anderson bodies up on Kendall Lewis. Goes into the paint, across the lane, leans in with the left hand. Shot doesn't go. Back tap to the hands of Poindexter. So the Birds force UNI to come up empty. Poindexter now slaloms into the offensive end. Picks up his dribble, hangs in the air, tried to pass it on the post, and he gets called for steps. He was in no man's land, had left his feet, and the Birds with back-to-back turnovers now. And they'll dig in defensively, trailing by 6. Darius Burford back into the lineup. So the Birds with McChesney and Burford on the floor, both with 4 personal fouls. We have 6:42 to play in this second half. Can they dig in again and get another stop? 61-55, UNI by 6 with the basketball. Campbell curls off an Anderson screen. Bob on the dribble. Lewis just raked him clean. And here come the Birds right to left. Darius through the midcourt line. Steers toward the top of the wheel. Crosses over on Campbell. Stops to a trailing McChesney. Goes to the rim, and he walked with the basketball. Contact was coming, but McChesney took an extra step to avoid it, and the Birds get it right back over to UNI.
Yeah, I thought Burford had a look from the top of the key. I wish he'd have pulled the trigger.
15th turnover committed by the Birds. Kazupki tailgates Bowen Bourne, who carries into the offensive end as the Birds have extended the defense to 94 feet. Bourne back and forth into the paint. Teardrop from 10 doesn't go. McChesney the rebound for Illinois State. Outlet left Kazupki. 6 minute mark, second half. Birds trail by 6. Knight in the paint. Tied up by Titan Anderson. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow is going to favor UNI. So the Panthers will take over. 61-55. 5:59 to go. Henry in backcourt. Gives to Trey Campbell. Back over to Henry. He'll run the point. Drive on McChesney. Stop the foul line. A flip for Campbell. Above the arc, they come to Bourne. He stands just right of center. Left sideline is Duax. He'll survey the Redbird man-to-man. Duax guarded by Knight. Drives in on Knight. Into the paint. Bobble the dribble. Plays it away to Henry. Henry. Now to Campbell. Takes it in line. Jumper from 10. Well too short. Kendall Lewis clears away the Redbird rebound. Ninth rebound of the afternoon for Kendall. Birds trail it by 6. 5:21 to go. Second half. 61-55 UNI. Birds attack in four-court right. Burford, yo-yo dribble, directing traffic, guarded by Campbell, a flip for Lewis out high. Not a Seneca Knight, crossing over on Duax as they run the weave. Burford with four to shoot. Burford, step back, three ball over Anderson, right side, partially deflected. Nope, they're going to say it was an air ball. Out of bounds, the Birds have gone ice cold the last few trips down, and Ryan Peaton's going to burn a timeout. With 4:57 to go, the Birds just seem to have lost the step offensively in the half-court game, and Ryan Peaton's going to hope to get it back with this 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 4:57 to go, and the Birds trail it by 6, 61-55.
Yeah, I think it was a great timeout by Coach Peaton. Illinois State was just sputtering offensively. I thought we passed up two or three shots, and of all people that would pass them up, I thought Burford had three or four really good looks, and he's decided not to shoot it. He's the guy you want with the ball, and he's the guy you want shooting the ball, but for some reason, I don't know if his tank's a little dry or what, but he can't pull the trigger all of a sudden.
Redbird fans, the Heller stores are just a short drive away for the best vehicle selection, best prices, and best service. Heller Ford in El Paso and Heller Motors at Pontiac. Shop them online today at hellerstores.com. Both ball clubs have gone scoreless for the last 2:46.
Both teams look gassed to me. They look extremely tired. Bowen Bourne has not done much here in the second half. Let's give credit to Luke because he's done a nice job on him defensively, but both teams seem to have lost their energy here in the second half.
Both ball clubs might be pressing a little bit. The Birds, who were down by as many as 21, came back to pull within 6. That's where we stand right now. Birds extend the defense as all 10 players on the floor right now look like a heavyweight boxer after about 12 rounds. You're exactly right. Bowen Bourne, step back, three out front. He missed it. Darius Burford going to let the carom go out of bounds, baseline right. So the Birds get a stop, and now they need points.
Yeah, what Illinois State needs to guard against, Darius Burford's got to stay away from that fifth foul. If he gets that fifth foul, I think the ship might be shipping, and the ship might be sinking slowly.
Seneca Knight is a team high 16. Michael Duax in Northern Iowa has 17. That's game high honors. Burford on the dribble, matched up with Wolf. Gives Kazuki, rising a three right side. It's off the mark, no good. Anderson the rebound for UNI.
Boy, that was a good look also.
Just couldn't knock it down. 4:23 for the game. UNI the basketball. They lead it by 6. Bowen Bourne handles out front. He'll try another three over McChesney and he knocked it down. Bowen Bourne, a big-time three. He has 18. It's a 9-point lead, 64-55. We crawl toward the 4-minute mark. To the Birds and another run in up. Burford trying to turn the corner, does so on Campbell. Hangs in the air, shot doesn't go. Lewis the rebound, in traffic, put it back up and in. Kendall Lewis with the offensive rebound on the putback. He has 16, and Kendall Lewis picks up his 9th double-double of the campaign in the process. 3:43 to go, 64-57. Birds trail up by 7. Bourne angles left. Up top between the rings, Campbell back over to Bourne. He's matched up with Lewis. Blows by Lewis on the dribble. Gives it to a cutting Duax, who rises to the rim and lays it in. Bowen Bourne, the matchup, had an edge on Kendall Lewis. Duax has 19 and it's 66-57. 9-point UNI lead, 3:18 to play. Seneca Knight works the dribble, guarded by Duax, around a McChesney ball screen. Knight down the left, Anley turns the corner on Wolf, high arcer, shot doesn't go, rebound cleared away by Duax. 9-point lead for UNI, 3 minutes to go, and they attack four court right. Bowen Bourne in the right traffic, 66-57. Bourne on the right side, matched up with McChesney. 14 the shot clock, Bourne. Hesitation dribble, now a step back, right wing three. He knocked down another one over McChesney. Bowen Bourne back-to-back three balls in the face of Liam McChesney. Bourne has 21, and at 69-57, UNI's opened up a 12-point lead with 2:40 to play in this second half, and Ryan Peaton's going to burn another timeout. This one will be a full. We'll take it with him. 2 minutes, 40 seconds remain. Second half, it's UNI 69, the Redbirds 57. Back in a moment, you're listening to Illinois State Redbird Basketball on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.